time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 26th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. A top item on the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors agenda for tonight is a vote to expand the authority of County Administrator Tina Rivera. Under a new proposal, she would become responsible for overseeing 16 department heads, including the day-to-day supervision and hiring and firing of all those positions. The move is expected to make the county government more efficient, consolidating oversight with Rivera so those department heads don't have to report to the full board. The decision finally came down yesterday in the long-awaited arbitration over rents at the Youngstown Mobile Home Park in Petaluma. According to the Press Democrat, rents will go up by $118 per month for mobile home space rent. That is more than residents wanted, but far less than the $900 per month increase the property owners were calling for. The price to go across the Golden Gate Bridge is set to go up by 50 cents on July 1st, bringing the rate for two-axled vehicles to $10.25. Tolls for fast-track customers, who make up the majority of bridge motorists, will be $9.25. The program is expected to net an additional $139 million in revenue to help narrow a projected $220 million five-year deficit. In sports, the Warriors are in Miami to take on the Heat tonight. And the Giants beat the A's in Game 1 of the Bay Bridge Series. Tonight is Game 2 at 5:05 from Oracle Park. Your forecast, just some patchy morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny with some high clouds. Highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain is likely by the afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Hallin.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested and will greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks, so they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it, and your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
The Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory gives you a better, more connected life because in Sonoma County, we believe in supporting each other every step of the way. Embrace the resources available to you. Don't let aging or disability limit your possibilities. Visit agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org and discover a world of support and opportunities. The 2024 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory is now available to you. Go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org.
Dust off your boots and hold on to your hats for James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash at Twin Pine Casino and Hotel.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Relive the sounds down, and stories down, of the man in black on Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m.
I walked the line.
Get your tickets today at the gift shop or twinpine.com. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience. Celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 with valid ID.
102.7 The Wolf, Rick Michaels here. Happy Gilmore 2 is in the works. Christopher McDonald, who played Shooter McGavin, says Adam Sandler recently showed him the first draft of the script. I'd really like to see that script.
She's a good girl. Loves her mom, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her.
I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
101.7 The Wolf.
Searching for The Wolf online? Wolf.fm. It's your gateway to The Wolf online. Wolf Music Archives. A list of the artists and titles of all the songs we play.
Stacey Kay here.
The personalities and programming on The Wolf. The Wolf Event Calendar. All you need to know about what's going on in Sonoma County.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
TheWolf.fm.
A road bite. Hard.
TheWolf.fm.
Let's get you up to date and up to speed. Another check of the roadways as we get closer to 7 o'clock from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
We've got a wreck on Highway 29 heading into Napa. Traffic sponsored by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. Just north of the 221 split on the Napa River Bridge, there's a wreck reported. I do believe they have it out of the roadway now, but it is backed up to Highway 12. Westbound 37 out of Vallejo, a slow ride from Sacramento Street across the Mare Island Bridge out to Skaggs Island Road. And southbound 101, starting to see delays now from the county line down to Old Umpali Park. Are you a mental health, social work, or child welfare professional? Consider a career as a certified wellness coach where you can make an impact working with children and youth. Learn more at cawellnesscoach.org, supported by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Mr. McCoy.
to do her any harm. So look here, I put her on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turned me on. But something about the clouds and her mixed. Man, she knew how to get her kicks. She was a raspberry buffet, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry buffet. And if it was wrong, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry buffet. I think I love her. The rain sounds so cool when it hits the bottom roof. The horses wonder who you are. The thunder drowns out but the lightning sees. You feel like a movie star. Listen, this ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. But I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. Cause baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was.
Start again. Come on, it's a day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Wow! There's nothing fair in this world. There is nothing safe in this world. And there's nothing sure in this world. And there's nothing pure in this world. Look for something left in this world. Start again. I'm always a nice day for a white wedding. Woo! What's a nice day to start again?
America's greatest hits, 102.7 The Wolf.
Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 26th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Santa Rosa's Safe Campus Alliance has had enough of Santa Rosa City Schools Board President Omar Medina and his lack of progress on safety issues and refusal to support the return of school resource officers on campus. So they have submitted a notice of intent to recall Medina with the required 30 signatures of voters in Trustee Area 4, which he serves. Now the Registrar of Voters must validate the signatures before the group can move forward with creating a recall ballot measure, which would require some 2,700 additional signatures. The deadline to make the November ballot is August 9th. Customers of the now-shuttered Aisin's Appliance in Santa Rosa are finally receiving communications on how to resolve unfilled orders and submit claims for amounts owed on purchases. According to the Press Democrat, SG Service Company sent emails detailing how customers should proceed once they receive a notice of assignment in the next few days. Roseland's Cinco de Mayo celebration will be back full force this year, following a pandemic hiatus and a much smaller version last year. This will be the 15th anniversary with a huge party, live music, and plenty of food. It will take place from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday, May 5th, on Sebastopol Road. The event is free to attend and family-friendly. The last time a full event was held in 2019, it drew almost 10,000 people to Roseland. In sports, the Warriors are in Miami to take on the Heat tonight, and the Giants and A's play Game 2 of the Bay Bridge Series in San Francisco. And your forecast, just some patchy morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny with a few high clouds, highs in the mid-60s, tonight partly cloudy with 40s, tomorrow rain is likely by the afternoon with highs in the 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Helen.
Remember the first time you really fell in love with music? Maybe you bought the CD, cassette, the record, or you might even remember 8-tracks. Well, music and home entertainment have come a long way, and the experts at Lavish can bring you up to speed.